Hi, good morning. This is Tammy calling with Deluxe Home Care.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good.
Okay, that's great. Did you receive the state call?
No, not yet. And
they didn't call you? Yeah, because they actually reached out to us, and we gave them a start date for today. They do have the patient's care plan. The patient has, let me tell you, 64 hours a month. That would be around 14 hours a week. Who will be the caregiver?
Oshonda.
Oshonda. Okay, is she available to start today?
Yes. Would you, if you don't mind, could you call her on a conference call?
Yeah, sure. Let me call her in. Is that 816-726-9876?
816-739-1000.
Just a moment.
739-1000,
you said?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let me call her in. Just give me a moment. Let me conference call her. Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, she didn't answer. Her phone went to voicemail.
Okay, 14 hours in a week? That's it?
No, that would be more. I'm saying it's 64 hours for the month.
Okay, hold on. Let me call her because we both need to be on the phone to see how we clock in.
Right, yes. So I will send her the clock and information. Will you be working with a patient as well or just Oshonda?
Yeah, it'll be me as well.
You as well. Okay, so I'll send you both the you know, clock and information, how many hours the patient has, and you will need to clock in through the patient's phone. Is this the patient's number as well, the one that you're calling from?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. So I'll send you all the information. I'll send it to your text. You receive a text message, okay?
What do you have as the patient's phone number?
I have 816-668-0323.
Yes.
Do you share phones?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll send you all the information. Let me know about when Oshonda can start. She can clock in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, she's starting today.
Today?
I also have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why she didn't send the care plan over to me so I can understand, how it works.
I can send it to you if you'd like.
Yes, please do.
Yes. I just said 14 hours a week just to divide that, but you can use more than that as long as you don't, exceed over 64.
And also, Jasmine stated it was 15, you guys started $15 a month.
Jasmine said that, you said, when you originally signed up?
Yes.
Let me see. Just give me a moment. Let me see if I see a note of that.
But is it okay if she comes tomorrow, 3 o'clock?
truck. I don't see a note of that. She said that.
She said that to me over the phone. I have no control over her putting it in the note. But I want to be clear on the minimum wage and the hourly rate.
Right. Let me just see.
No changes from what I was originally told.
Right. Let me check my notes again if I missed something. You said Jasmine said that?
The original person that I've spoken with.
Okay. Okay, I'll put that down for both of you, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put that right down. Just give me a moment. You said 15?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I put that in. Just let me know about time when Oshanda can start.
As soon as you submit that information over, and I'm gonna let her call her and see when she can start, or what time she can start today. But it'll be as soon as we know how to clock in.
Yeah, sure. I'll send you both the clock and information. You both have different PIN. You all both have a different PIN to enter. Since you're both working separately. And I'll send that in. I'll text that to you. Another thing, you said you wanted a copy of the care plan.
Yes.
Okay. Great. I will send that over as well. I'll just need your email address.
My email address is Edith, and that is my first name and last name.
Mm-hmm.
EdithEllis3@gmail.com.
3@gmail. Give me a moment. Your first and last name, 3@gmail.
Yes.
Okay.
EdithMarsalis.
3@gmail. Okay.
And then Oshanda, you can copy her. It's Oshonda Bolton 2@gmail.com.
Okay, got it. Now, one more thing. We do. We are missing the patient's social security number. It seems like we never got that down.
441-56-4853.
Sorry, I missed the last four digits.
4853.
Okay, can you repeat that one more time for me?
441-56-4853.
Okay, got it. And we do need to send the patient a text form to sign. And we will need the email address. Would that be your email address?
Yes.
Okay. So send that in as well. All you have to do is just sign it. Just give me a moment. Okay, I'll send it in. You should receive it in the next few minutes, and I'll be sending you in the patient's care plan and clocking information for both of you, okay?
Now, do they have a meal plan on there as well?
What is it?
The Meals on Wheels.
No, that would be a separate one, I believe. I believe you have to get it from them.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sure. We'll be in touch.
All right, bye.
Okay, wonderful day. Bye-bye.